person, place, space, and time is in the letter because it appeals to our lower affections. But that is a jumping off point, not a terminal point sort of thing. So when you say, when I talk about removing them, it's not about getting rid of them. It's about having them on the periphery rather than at the center, so that they serve rather than dominate. So that's the idea of removing them. It's about removing them from the center so that our state, so that we work on our state rather than on, you know, attributing cause to our own state. Usually is because we're focused on a person that's sort of stirring something up or appears to be stirring something up in us, whereas in fact all they're doing is grounding what's already in us. And so if we can remove person, we can shift out of that. Being in time, you know, if we are constantly worried about the future, it's the worry is tied to not looking at what, where we are in the moment as to our state, but sort of projecting out a story about the future or the regret that comes from the past. You know, there's a, these elements, the hells need them to anchor themselves in our thinking and feeling states. Person, place, time, and space essentially based, and that's what hellish spirits are in. So if you look at any negative state, there will be something of person, place, time, and space in it. I guarantee it. You know, it's a work in itself to just note that off. Every time you're in a negative state, what's there as to person, place, space, and time? You know, it'll be a story built around somebody that's hurt you or done something, or it'll be an event that's occurred in time. You know, it'll all be there. It'll all be there in some form or another.